tapping my own phone. I'm going straight. Bought myself a flat top haircut so stiff I can carry a tray of martinis. Waiting on people, someone to open up her purse and give me a tip, cause I don't have a clue anymore as to what's going on. But I do know that I'm one step ahead, tapping my own phone to hear myself talking with people who used to be my friends, listening so I can correct myself before they do. And I've got a surveillance camera in my abandoned car across the street, watching myself replaying the tape so I can see if I'm acting funny before they catch me doing something I shouldn't. Like yesterday, I spotted myself walking too fast and I heard myself talking too loud. Yes, I've got the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues. But I'm making sure I don't do nothing else wrong, cause I done screwed up so many times. I cornered myself into a backstreet dead-end alley of paranoia. And every time I hear an airplane or helicopter or a car door slam, I know the Secret Service, the FBI, and the IRS SWAT teams have finally arrived, cause I published a poem by the President of the United States of America without his fully conscious permission, and I'm sure I haven't paid enough taxes cause I got no income. Yet somehow I keep on doing things like eating every once in a while and paying a light to, but how do I do it? They're gonna ask, what's the source of your income and how come you don't see us anymore? So yes, I've become a little jumpy, but I'm staying one step ahead, tapping my own phone, videotaping my every move, watching myself day and night, replaying the tapes, cause I got a bad, bad, bad case of the deep fear, paranoia, anxiety, despair, and suicide blues.